From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued yet another warning to North Korea after tweeting the U.S. military is locked and loaded and prepared to retaliate against Pyongyang if it initiates warfare with the U.S.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
An editorial Friday in the Chinese Global Times said that China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. The editorial also said China would intervene if the U.S. and ally South Korea corroborate and try to oust Kim Jong-un's regime. To many South Koreans, though, North Korean threats are simply background noise. Seoul's AP Bureau Chief Foster Klug explains.
It is a cliché but true. When the rest of the world panics over North Korea, South Koreans tend to shrug. The reason for this is the fact that South Koreans have lived with this tension for decades.
Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened to turn the South Korean capital of Seoul into a sea of fire and has thousands of artillery units in place along the border to do it. Experts say the risk of getting sick from eating an egg tainted with insecticide fipronil is low, but that hasn't stopped stores in Germany and the Netherlands from stripping them from supermarket shelves or preventing other European food safety agencies from issuing warnings. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Kenyans in the town of Kikuyu on the outskirts of Nairobi took to the streets on Friday night to celebrate their victory of incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in Tuesday's presidential elections. In announcing the results, the Kenyan Election Commission said Kenyatta had won a second term with 54% of the ballot in which it called credible, fair, and peaceful. John Kamau, a Kikuyu resident, said that the real winner of the election was the nation.
Congratulations to the Kenyan people for one thing. We are all peaceful, we are all happy. For those who are not happy, but you know, we are Kenyan. We'll always be Kenyan. We proved the world wrong.
Kenyatta won against opposition leader Raila Odinga, who received 44.74% of the vote and has claimed that the election was rigged. The UN Refugee Agency reports it is stepping up humanitarian aid for thousands of Iraqis who are returning to Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the task ahead is mammoth, given the scale of destruction, especially in western Mosul. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need, given the extensive damage done to the old city during months of urban warfare between government forces and Islamic State. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahechich says mines, unexploded ordnance, and other devices pose enormous risks.
But given the magnitude of the problem, clearance work to remove all explosive hazards could take a very long time.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahechich agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday threatened a military intervention in Venezuela. It is a surprise escalation in Washington's response to the Venezuela political crisis.
Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
In addition, Venezuela's newly elected Attorney General, Tarek William Saab, also declared that many more people will be prosecuted for crimes against the government than under the previous Attorney General, Luisa Ortega. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Friday said that the path to democracy is not a bed of roses. She made the remark at the start of a forum in which the role of the military in the transition to civilian rule looms large, and hanging over the entire process is the still powerful military, which continues to clash with armed ethnic groups. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.